and her mum, Christine Yorath. It's been launched in response to an increased demand in the area for a cafe helping to support those with dementia and their carers. Dara Corcoran went to meet Gabby and Christine at the launch of the monthly gathering.
Right, well, here we are at the Ingram Gardens Community Centre, and it's the first time we're having the Dementia Cafe, opened today by two lovely ladies, Gabby Logan and Christine Yorath. And here both of you are. And how did the opening go?
Very well, I think. The ribbon seemed to be cut precisely, and the nice speeches, and it's been lovely meeting all the users, clients of the cafe, of women and men who are going to come here in the future, hopefully, and also the people who made it possible and the people who are here to support, you know, from the Alzheimer's Society. That's really important as well, because it's not just a social facility, it's an educational facility too.
Christine, you're Gabby's mum, of course. You grew up in this area, and you have an involvement as well in the community, haven't you? Just explain.
Well, I do support Leeds Community Foundation, and also with Holbeck Elderly Aid, which is my friend Lisa runs this organisation here.
And the condition that, you know, they're helping people with dementia as well. You know, have you looked into that yourself and found out more about it?
I have. We're very fortunate that although we've got, you know, a large family, and we do seem to live to a very ripe old age, it's not something that we've suffered with firsthand with any of our relatives. So in that sense, I suppose we don't have that experience. But I'm really aware of how much more we're hearing about it, and perhaps it's because we've got an ageing population that we're becoming more and more conscious of it. And I think the service that's been provided in this area, you know, is fantastic. You know, getting people out of isolation.
Gabby, do you talk in the family about health issues?
Do you tend to talk on a need-to-know basis, don't you? You know, something happens to somebody and you suddenly become an expert and learn a lot about that thing because that's happened. You know, we obviously had, you know, the devastating experience of losing my brother Daniel to a heart condition, so we all learned a lot more about heart disease and heart conditions, and through that I've done quite a bit of work with the British Heart Foundation and other umbrella charities, so I suppose you learn a bit about something because you have it has an impact on you. And so as Mum says, we don't have anybody in the family, in the immediate family, who's suffered from any kind of dementia or memory loss, and so we haven't had that first hand impact, but we of course know other people who have, and it is something that you read a lot about every day because we have an ageing population. And I was speaking to an ageing expert actually about this, and he was saying that there is one school of thought that actually because we're living longer, it is just what will happen to people, because we didn't know that happened to people, you know, before, because they didn't die in their 90s.
I think we're conscious of health, and Gabby particularly has a very healthy lifestyle and encourages it with her children. So I think a lot of it's to do with lifestyle.
That we have so many centurions in the family and people who, you know, live to a ripe old age. I'm, you know, as Mum said, I'm very conscious of my health and want to live a healthy life, but also because if I'm going to live to be 100, I want to be doing things at 95. I don't want to be sedentary and not be able to enjoy. If I'm going to be living that long anyway, I may as well be useful.
Finally, this is a great old part of Leeds here. I know you grew up in this area.
In Beeston, yes, yeah.
And there's some great characters. I saw you roaring with laughter there as you were meeting somebody.
I heard a very dirty joke.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, my new friend over there. She said to me, take that microphone off. I've got a joke for you, because they put a microphone on me from one of the television stations. She doesn't suffer from memory loss, but has a friend with her who does, and she is an example, I think, of somebody, a lady, of living a very full life. She says she spends 5 or 6 hours a week cleaning the church, and I think that's testament to the community here in South Leeds.
But there's one lesson, I think, being active might be just one thing you could do to, as an antidote to possible Alzheimer's, dementia, and so on.
Yeah, I think certainly keeping the brain cells going, and you know, there's nothing to stop anybody of any age going out and being a volunteer. You know, coming to the cafe here and chatting to people who have got memory loss. So, you know, it benefits everybody, doesn't it?
Well, thank you very much to Dara at the opening of a new dementia cafe in Holbeck in Leeds today.